This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1928. Avoid asking, what are your hobbies? What to say instead?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Did your textbook teach you to say, what are your hobbies? Today, find out why you should avoid this and how you can reframe this question and the answer in English for a much better connection moment. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, hello, Michelle. How's everything?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Happy to be here on the mic with you. And we are on YouTube today.
That's right.
Listeners should check that out if you want to see us recording today. See our faces, see our gestures. It's another way to learn. So we highly recommend you guys go check it out on YouTube and hit subscribe to that channel, to our All Ears English channel. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Definitely hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. Lindsay, I have a question for you.
Okay. Yes.
When somebody asks you, what are your hobbies? How do you feel?
To be honest, I feel a little bit of self-judgment and pressure when I get that question, because I immediately think, okay, let's see, what do? I like to go hiking. Is that really a hobby? I like to go to breweries and drink beer. Is that a hobby? You know, craft beer is hot right now. It's kind of artisanal, but that's drinking alcohol. Is that, you know, is that a hobby? Is that okay? I like to hang out with my dog. Is that, so there's a lot of self-judgment.
I think so too. There's kind of like a lot. I don't know why a hobby is such a nice word. We're talking
nice word.
About doing things we enjoy.
Simple
things,
word.
Mm-hmm. Things were fun. But for some reason, I do think, like, if somebody asks me, what are your hobbies? I'm like,
right.
I'm not on like a soccer team. Like, I'm not, not, you know, I like to spend time with my family. I like to sing and stuff like that. But like, I don't know. It's a tough thing. So I found an article that kind of resonated with this that I wanted to dive into a little bit today. And then we're going to talk more about language for talking about hobbies and things like that.
Awesome. I love that. So, let's get into this. It's a good one. I've felt that before, that awkwardness when someone asks about my hobbies, but then I've never really thought through this before. And I bet our listeners are excited to think about this too, in the context of what it means for them, you know, their interests, their hobbies, what they do with their day and their lives.
Yeah, exactly. So I found an interesting article, and this is from HuffPost.com. So it's called, It's Okay Not to Have Hobbies. Mm-hmm. Mental health experts break down the pressure around hobbies today and offer advice for finding enjoyment outside restrictive definitions. So this is kind of also a language thing as well, this restrictive definition. So this is from Caroline Bologna, if I pronounce it right, I'm sorry, or wrong, I'm sorry. This was from October 20th, 2022, from HuffPost again. So let's talk about it. I mean, yeah, when you hear the word hobby, what do you think of?
Oh, it feels very restrictive. It feels simple. It kind of feels like a term that might be going out of style a little bit, because I would rather talk about projects, interests, passions, ways I spend my time. But hobbies feels like it needs to fit into a clear box. Like I play bridge on Saturdays, right? That feels like a hobby, but I don't do that. Yeah. You know, and so I like things like, you know, for example, meditation, attending Dharma talks. It's my spiritual life. It's important to me. Is it a hobby? It's not quite a hobby, right? Because it's not, you don't do it for enjoyment. It doesn't fall into that box, but it's a big part of my life where I might fill that with a traditional hobby if I didn't do that. So that's why it feels weird when someone uses that word hobbies.
Yeah. So to dissect this word hobby is kind of very interesting. And that's part of what we're going to be doing today. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's pressure to put time into say, put like to say that I put a lot of time into something. But again, I don't know that I have any traditional hobbies right now. Like, I feel like I'm just trying to get through the day and I don't, you know, like the stuff I do on the weekend, if it's a hobby, if it's not a hobby, I don't know.
And yeah, that's a good point. And what about this stuff that you are interested in and passionate about, but we only get to do it sometimes. Yeah. So maybe it wouldn't qualify as like a weekly hobby, but when you get into it, you love it. Like you have an extra bit of energy and you're in that zone of genius when you're doing it. Can you call that a hobby? So it gets weird. It gets weird.
Right. It's true. Like, yeah, for me, I would say like singing, performing. That stuff, I love. That's exactly the perfect example, like from my life. But it's not something that I like have a weekly practice for a group I'm in.
It almost feels like it's old fashioned. It goes back to another time when people had more time, I guess, or maybe for younger kids, it could work better than for adults that have chaotic lives like we do and our listeners do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you have any traditional hobbies, like something that you wish you had time for?
Something I wish I had time for? Not really. I feel pretty satisfied. I put a lot of energy into my work, I will say that. And then the rest of my energy, I just want to be outside. You know, I think I pretty much do everything I want to do. I've dropped off with my tennis a little bit because earlier in my life, so much of my energy, emotional energy and physical was put into tennis, competing at the state level. And it was just a lot. So I'm kind of burned out on that. Yeah. But no, we were talking about trying pickleball. But now I'm thinking, God, I'm so Gen X if I'm going to go try pickleball now. It's such a wave.
Well, my dad is like the pickleball the pickleball boy.
Point, right. It tends to attract an older audience, I think.
But not so much anymore. Now they have celebrity pickleball. Aubrey, I know, plays pickleball. I feel like Aubrey has a lot of hobbies.
She does. Yes. She does a lot of, I think she plays volleyball.
Doesn't she do something with dehydrating fruits or something?
Maybe. It would be interesting to get her take on this episode.
Yeah, you know? Because I feel like she really like puts time in her hobbies, and I think that's amazing. Like, I wish I like could take a tip from her in some ways. Absolutely. About hobbies. I wonder what she would say about it. Yeah, but I wish I had time for like a performance to be more of a hobby or learning languages as well. But yeah, I mean, Lindsay, is traveling a hobby? Is trying new food?
See, that's why I think the word, we have to just abolish the word entirely, because it doesn't fit all these beautiful things and interesting things about us. Of course, we love to travel. You like to travel. You feel alive. You favor traveling, but you don't travel every week necessarily. So you couldn't really say it's a hobby.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so the article talks a lot about this kind of stuff. So I'm going to give two quotes from it.
Okay.
So the first one is, a lot of times labels like the word hobby can have the propensity to evoke anxiety in us.
Oh.
Barry Schwartz, a psychotherapist based in New York City and Charleston, South Carolina, told HuffPost, we can panic or freeze when we're put on the spot to answer with confidence what we enjoy. Why can't I think of anything? Are my hobbies considered hobbies? Am I lacking in some way in their mind?
Oh my gosh, exactly my feeling.
Exactly what you were saying. Yeah, exactly. Like, we're like, it's almost like, I you know, I don't know. And then does everybody else have these amazing hobbies?
Right. But
Then there's another quote. This is by Meg Gitlin. She's a psychotherapist. Lindsay, you want to read this one?
Here we go. So she says, I think the traditional concept of a hobby like painting, gardening is great, but it's a luxury for most people. Mm-hmm. With ever-expanding workdays and the demands of day-to-day living, many people do not have the bandwidth to devote time to what's traditionally considered a hobby. Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's part of the issue. And I think the other part of the issue, Michelle, is that there are all these other things that we love, that we're passionate about, that make us come alive, that we're talented at, that don't fall into that definition. So you feel weird saying them, right?
When you're asked
about hobby.
It's true. And another thing that this article mentioned was how social media can make us like kind of feel pressure to have a hobby, right? Because like we have to have a hobby. People tend to think hobbies are, you know, maybe something that you accomplish, something that you achieve, or maybe even something it talked about like making money from, right? Like having an Etsy or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, where else do we go here with this? This is a great topic, and I'm really excited to hear what our listeners think, because when I was living in Japan, I feel like I encountered this question a lot from my students. I think this was in the textbooks somewhere in throughout the years in Japan, maybe in other countries in Asia, where that was a conversation starter that you were told to ask. But when we talk about it in this context of society here, modern culture, it doesn't quite work.
I agree, right? Like, I don't know. I think that you can have, people can have a lot of things that might be considered hobbies, but they just might feel funny saying that it's the
for
word
whatever
hobby.
Reason.
It's something about that word. But I don't, you know, we shouldn't feel nervous when people ask us about our hobbies. I think we
shouldn't
should feel confident and just be like, yeah, sure, that's a hobby. Like, just like own it as a hobby. Like, travel is a hobby. Cooking is a hobby, right? Like, if I like to sometimes cook new things and, but is it my official hobby? I don't know. But sure, it's a hobby. Like, I feel like, you know, we can say that. But there are other ways to talk about it, right?
Exactly.
In my free time, right? Mm-hmm. Or in my spare time, you could say that.
Yeah, so we're going to give you guys some really great ways. Because the key is, what we want you to come away with today is that the moment when you're asked this really matters, because it's a moment of connection. And you could do two things. You could close up and say, oh my God, what I like to do, which is meditation, studying Buddhism and drinking beer, they don't feel like legitimate hobbies. So I'm going to close up and I'm going to curl up and I'm not going to feel confident. I'm not going to actually get to know this person, right?
Yes. I honestly, I think you should just say whatever you like to do.
Exactly. And, you could rephrase it as we're doing here, as we're showing our listeners. Right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Right. Love so it. Maybe instead of saying hobby, you could say in my free time. So Lindsay, let's do like a little, what would that look like?
All right, here we go. So Michelle, what are your hobbies?
Oh, well, in my free time, I love to read and try new restaurants.
Perfect. So you've reframed the question and then these fit perfectly, right? Yeah. Trying new restaurants. If you say that's a hobby, it's a little strange because, again, it's too constricting. The box of the hobby. I love
it. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a pickleball league. Right. Like that. Exactly. Like, I feel like that's like a hobby. Right. So,
yeah.
Instead of asking what are your hobbies, which I think can sound a little bit out of date. I don't know. You could say, what do you do in your free time? What do you do in your downtime? Or what do you do for fun?
How do you spend your time? These are all really great alternatives, guys. So, you know, write these down as we go through today's episode. So you want to ask me, Michelle, what do you do?
So what do you like to do in your free time, Lindsay?
Well, I love to just kick back and relax in front of the TV. I feel like I'd have a lot of shame about saying that too.
But you know what? It's also very human because
yeah, it is.
We know that most people do that.
Yes.
And that can still lead to something, right? It's better than saying like, oh yeah, I don't know, just, you know, hang out, right?
Well,
I would say that's going to close that conversation.
Oh, for sure. And also, we've done an episode. I wish I had the number right now of that episode, actually. But we did an episode on how to connect over TV shows and that will open that. Oh, what shows do you like to watch?
Everybody gets into that. Like, again, I mean, we've talked about this idea before. Like, I mean, I'm sure I've brought this up before, but when I would ask my students, like, oh, what did you do over the weekend? And they would just say, like, oh, nothing, just stayed home.
Oh, right.
Like, you just, like, shut the door, right? We're missing an opportunity, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? I stayed home for part of the weekend, too. Maybe I cooked spaghetti, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Just, I think with this whole thing is just be confident, because I think a lot of people are more similar than they realize with the whole hobby thing, especially nowadays.
Right. And
don't feel bad.
And be honest. Like, don't feel like you have to come up with something that feels like a hobby. Like, answer it truthfully. Like, if you love to try new restaurants, maybe it's not a hobby, but like, oh, I love new restaurants. Last week, I just tried this Ethiopian place on the Upper West Side. Yeah. Right. And then what really matters is you're showing your passion. That's what builds connection. It's not answering a question perfectly accurately.
And a lot of these kinds of things other people like to do, like, oh, I like to eat and I like to try new restaurants. Well, most people like to try new restaurants, like, from time to time, you know.
Exactly.
So I don't think that I think people can identify with it. Like, you know, try restaurants, some cook new things, you know. Like, I mean, sure, if there's something especially unique, that's even more exciting. But these still can connect you to others. Like, in some ways, just like the more human, the better.
The more human, the better. The more human, the better. 100%. Have that confidence to answer the question in a weird way, in a way that's very you, right? Yeah. That's very you. I love it.
Right. And actually, I do have an episode. We had episode 567, which was how to talk about the hobbies you want to start in English. So that could be another good one to listen to. But there we use the expression I can't remember if we used it there or if I just added this as another one, but for fun. So, like, what do you like to do for fun, Lindsay?
Oh, I love to explore new neighborhoods in my city. Right. Yeah, that's another thing. When I moved to New York, what I would do for fun, I would just walk the streets of New York. And that, can you call that a hobby? I don't think so traditionally, but
you know what?
I loved it.
Just say something. Just say something that when you're not working, right?
Exactly. So good. Michelle, do we have a role play for our listeners?
Let's do it. Here we go. So we're at a party and we are meeting for the first time and we're just having a casual conversation.
All right. So what do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, well, for fun, I love checking out new restaurants in my area.
Oh, awesome. Have you tried any good ones lately?
Yes. I love Cynthia's on 3rd Street.
Oh, I have to try that one.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what about you? What do you like to do for fun?
In my free time, I love checking out new museums.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that could potentially lead to a better connection than if you've searched your mind to find something that felt like a hobby and sort of forced it into being your hobby, right? So be authentic. Yeah. Let's go through each of these. So what do you think so I asked you, Michelle, what do you like to do in your free time? Great. Mm-hmm. And you said?
I said, for fun, I love checking out new restaurants in my area.
Exactly. And then you said, what about you? What do you like to do for fun? Okay.
And you said, in my free time, I love checking out new museums.
Yeah. And the fact is, I just don't think native speakers use the word hobby that much. So thank goodness they don't, right? But I do think, again, like I said, it's something that you guys might be learning in your textbooks for whatever reason. Yes. It's showing up in the textbooks. And that's why we don't teach the textbook. We teach you real English. So drop it now and use these instead.
I love it. Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I think the takeaway is don't freeze up when somebody asks you about hobbies. Don't feel like, well, that doesn't count, or, oh, really, all I do is, sometimes I like to cook. Okay, well, share that, because you don't know where that's going to lead you.
Yes.
I think hobby is a little bit overrated as a word. And we have to be honest, it's hard to work, you know, have your work life, manage your relationships, your family, and have a hobby. It's not always possible to have a specific hobby, and that's okay.
That's totally okay. Let's get rid of the self-judgment, and again, let's focus on connection. Let's use English to connect, not to judge ourselves or to ask the wrong question, which puts people in a box, right, and forces them to come up with an answer that they don't feel good about. So good stuff, Michelle. Guys, if you love our approach to learning English, which is connection, not perfection, then hit follow on this podcast right now. Hit that follow button wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You got to hit follow. Also go over to YouTube and check it out, because we are on YouTube today.
All right, Lindsay, thanks so much for hanging out. And I'll see you soon.
Great stuff, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.